Hello, and welcome back to Engineered Systems Magazine's Equipment Podcast. I'm Howard McHugh, president of Building Smart Software, and this month I will be discussing pumps and flow controls. Each month I highlight a specific piece of HVAC equipment taken from the Engineered Systems Magazine editorial calendar, and I take you through the design phase equipment selection process and the construction phase implementation that will meet an owner's building program requirements. I will also discuss the contributions provided by the equipment manufacturer rep to the design phase, the construction phase, and finish up with equipment startup, commissioning, and closing procedures. This conversation includes how a manufacturer rep usually interacts with the design engineer and later with the mechanical contractor and the facility operation and maintenance personnel, better known as the O&M staff. To get started, let me share with you how ASHRAE provides the design engineer with a guide to selecting the optimum HVAC system for the application by referring to Chapter 1, HVAC System Analysis and Selection of the 2020 ASHRAE Handbook. From there, the design engineer will go to Chapter 3 of this handbook that covers central cooling and heating, followed by Chapter 44, centrifugal pumps, and Chapter 45 covering variable frequency drives. From there, the designer will go to the 2019 HVAC Application Handbook to refresh himself or herself on Chapter 43 covering supervisory control strategy and optimization of a chiller plant. Another good reference produced by ASHRAE is Guideline 22, Instrumentation for Monitoring Central Chillwater Plant Efficiency. The pump and flow control manufacturer rep will be called in to assist in the equipment selection, recommended piping details, equipment specification, first cost, and delivery timeline. The manufacturer flow control rep will also contribute his or her technical input to the design engineer. The design engineer will incorporate the manufacturer rep suggested central plant automation control strategy along with the strategic chillwater plant management sequence of operation. The manufacturer rep will also note precautions in designing and installing these pumps and control strategy to avoid operational issues later on. Hydraulic chillwater pump software modeling may be available to assist the design engineer with the control strategy, as well as determine the estimated pump head that will occur beginning with maximum flow and modulating down to minimum flow via the variable frequency drive pump. Getting back to this month's building program, our scenario will be based on the project delivery being construction management, with the design engineer as a consultant under contract to an architectural firm. Starting in the design phase, the HVAC engineer will begin the concept design by referring to the ASHRAE 2020 HVAC System and Equipment Handbook, Chapter 1, HVAC System Analysis and Selection, as noted before, to develop the design intent document. This Chapter 1 provides a menu of considerations including building owner requirements such as equipment life cycle, system first cost, etc. Other project goals may be to achieve a utility company rebate for including the central chillwater plant flow controls and energy management. Also, the manufacturer rep for selection of the optimum pump with variable frequency drive pumping strategy as well as flow control energy management strategy will provide actual equipment and control performance data as part of the goal. With the project delivery method confirmed as being construction management and the optimum chillwater system flow control automation approved by the building owner and now the utility company energy conservation representative, this initial schematic phase will be documented by the design engineer entitled the HVAC Project Concept Design. This engineered concept package will provide the building owner and the rest of the design team with the information the consultants need, including the design intent document, along with electric data and equipment and control budget estimates for this HVAC project. Whether it's in the schematic phase or the following design development phase, the manufacturer rep will most likely continue to communicate with the HVAC design engineer regarding the development and documentation of contract bid documents. The manufacturer rep for the selected pumps and for the flow control automation will provide computer-aided drawings, known as CAD, of the equipment arrangement, piping details, access requirements, and pump curves. This pump representative will also provide an equipment specification in Word document to be imported and edited for the contract document phase specification. The flow control manufacturer rep will provide the design engineer with automatic control flow diagrams, including internet and backnet interface compliance. Other important information that will be provided to the design engineer will include update costs, delivery time, and maintenance requirements. Now in the design development phase, the design engineer will be laying out this central chill water system in the equipment room. For this project application, the design engineer and the manufacturer rep agree on a primary secondary pumping to the building being served. The schematic phase concept package will now take on more definition as contract drawings and contract specifications go forward. The design engineer will coordinate the HVAC specification with the upfront general conditions and supplementary conditions in the contract specification. This section of the specification will outline project issues that the manufacturer rep and the HVAC contractor will need to follow once in the construction phase, starting with shop drawing submittals. The equipment manufacturer rep, who is awarded the pump and flow control for this project, will need to follow the O&M manual criteria and very possibly provide preventive maintenance work orders for this equipment and control system prior to construction phase closeout. This contract specification will also outline the manufacturer rep's responsibility for equipment training that may begin with the manufacturer's own service and automation technician providing equipment startup instructions to the O&M staff. If third-party commissioning is part of the owner's project requirements, the manufacturer rep will need to be very familiar with the commissioning specification to fulfill commissioning requirements for the pumping and flow control functional performance test demonstration to this commissioning agent, as well as the O&M staff. In the final phase of the design, the HVAC engineer will finalize the contract documents that are the drawings and specifications, all of which have been coordinated with the architect and the consulting engineers, the commissioning agent, and the owner's O&M staff. Equipment loads, both startup and running amps, the manufacturer rep will provide to the HVAC designer to be forwarded to the electrical consultant engineer. This electrical data will also include variable frequency drive starters that the manufacturer will furnish with the equipment, while the electrical contractor will be required to furnish and install electric disconnects per the National Electric Code. Prior to the contract drawings going out to bid to the HVAC contractors, the design engineer and the building owner, along with the O&M staff manager, should have a discussion to reaffirm how this central chill water plant is going to operate and be maintained. The questions to be asked are, will the O&M staff be individually employed by the building owner, or will the O&M staff be outsourced to an O&M company? The equipment manufacturer rep can be a useful resource to assist in making these O&M decisions, and whatever decisions are made, the designer needs to make sure this information is documented in the contract specifications. Once in the construction phase, the manufacturer rep will continue to work with the design engineer, as well as the construction manager, the HVAC subcontractor, project mechanical electric coordinator, and eventually the facility manager's O&M staff, addressing the contract documents, shop drawing submittals, and the specifications, general conditions, and supplementary conditions. In this pre-construction phase, the manufacturer rep will provide shop drawings for the HVAC contractor, and these will be forwarded on for the design engineer's review and the third-party commissioning agent's review. It is always good practice that once the equipment shop drawings are approved, the manufacturer rep take the initiative to forward on O&M manuals through the contractor and the designer for approval so that the O&M staff can begin with an early introduction of these manuals and become familiar with them prior to training of the equipment. Historically, delivering the O&M manuals has been to do so at project closeout, but there's no really good reason to wait to the end of construction for the owner's facility staff to receive these documents to begin to become familiar with what is in these O&M manuals. Ideally, the O&M manual will include the required PM work order information so facility management can have their preventive maintenance work order tasking and the estimated time to complete each work order inputted into their PM work order system. Integral with the shop drawing submittal will be the requirement for the manufacturer rep to include equipment startup sheets, and quite often this will include this manufacturer's startup technician or a local authorized service technician to provide the scheduled inspection and startup of the pumps. The same goes for the flow control automation technician. As a rule, in the pre-construction phase, there will be field coordination drawings produced that will be facilitated by the construction manager's mechanical electric field coordination person. No pipe or sheet metal work should be fabricated until all the trades have produced a complete set of coordinated drawings. Also, as a rule, these drawings will be produced on CAD Building Information Modeling, better known as BIM. The design engineer will be responsible to review these drawings, and the equipment manufacturer rep will be available to answer any contractor coordination drawing questions. As the construction phase progresses, the pump and flow control system will be installed, and at some point in the project schedule, the equipment and the controls will be started up. Here, the design engineer may or may not choose to observe the chill water system equipment startup, but the commissioning agent will want to observe and collect completed startup sheet. The manufacturer rep's technician may participate in this startup process, and when it comes to the flow control automation, it is always good practice to trend the system performance for a few days to a couple of weeks prior to demonstrating the variable pump flow to the commissioning agent. This variable frequency drive chill water pumping system will be demonstrated to the commissioning agent and the O&M staff. The design engineer may not be contracted to participate in the commissioning functional performance test demonstration, but the manufacturer rep's technician for the automation will often be required to participate in this commissioning acceptance process. The manufacturer rep or his or her technician may be required to provide equipment training to the building owner's O&M staff in sync with the HVAC contractor providing training. This equipment training may be given on the site with possible additional training back at the manufacturer's factory or a remote training center. The final phase of the project will be the warranty phase, with the equipment specified to include a one-year warranty, if not a multi-year warranty. The manufacturer representative will be required to process the warranty paperwork through the contractor to the building owner. It's essential that this get done in a timely manner so that there is no misunderstanding as to when the warranty started and when will it end. In closing, the design engineer is responsible for the design, but it's imperative that both the designer and the manufacturer rep work together to efficiently deliver the optimum equipment design, installation, and operation performance for a successful project. because the manufacturer rep is the authority on knowing their pump and flow control products. Thank you. I'm Howard McHugh, and you've been listening to Engineered Systems Equipment Podcasts.